Hey everyone, welcome to our bookcast. I'm Mike, and sitting across from me is my incredible co-host, Casey.
Hey there, thanks, Mike. I'm thrilled to be here with all of you lovely listeners. Today we have something magical in store for you.
Oh, absolutely. We're diving into The Alchemist by the one and only Paulo Coelho. Casey, I'm sure you agree with me when I say this book is like a compass for the soul, right?
Totally agree. The Alchemist is a powerful tale of personal growth and self-discovery. It's one of those books you just can't put down once you start. And it's written by Paulo Coelho, who, let's be honest, has a knack for turning simple tales into profound life lessons.
Yes, Coelho has this amazing ability to weave wisdom into every word, making you reflect on your own journey in life. And speaking of journeys, his writing often feels like a journey itself.
Exactly, Mike. The book follows the journey of Santiago, a shepherd boy who dreams of discovering a world beyond what he knows. It's a story that encourages us all to listen to our hearts and pursue our dreams, no matter how daunting they might seem.
Right, and that's what makes this book so significant. It's a beautiful reminder that everyone's path to self-discovery is unique. Coelho uses Santiago's journey to remind us that we all have our own personal legend to chase.
Oh, the personal legend concept. Just the idea that we are all called to follow our dreams is inspirational. Have you ever felt like Santiago, Mike, pursuing your own hidden treasure?
Ha! Every day, Casey. Whether it's trying out this brilliant podcast idea we had or chasing little adventures in life. That's the beauty of The Alchemist. It resonates with everyone on so many levels.
Completely. And the way Coelho writes, it really makes you think about where you are at on your own journey. His words kind of make the impossible feel possible, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's all about transformation, personal myths, and the courage to face the unknown. I think what we'll see as we dive deeper into this book through our episodes is that it's all about courage, resilience, and listening to one's heart. All right, Casey, let's set the scene for our listeners. Picture this. A young shepherd named Santiago, roaming the vast plains of Andalusia.
And what a peaceful picture it is, Mike. Santiago's life is simple and pastoral. Just imagine the freedom of waking up every morning with your flock, knowing the day is yours to explore.
Absolutely, Casey. There's a kind of unspoken beauty in that simplicity, isn't there? It's a life that's in tune with nature and the land.
Yet, despite that freedom, Santiago feels restless. He has this internal call, a yearning for something more than just the serene landscapes around him.
Yes, Santiago's restlessness is what really makes his character relatable to all of us. I mean, who hasn't felt that pull towards something greater than our immediate surroundings?
Exactly. I think that's what makes Santiago such a compelling character. His yearning for a greater destiny pushes him out of his comfort zone.
That's right. And isn't that the epitome of adventure and discovery? Stepping out of what's familiar and chasing after that internal voice. I bet Santiago had no idea what he was truly signing up for.
Oh, definitely, Mike. But isn't that the best part about following your dreams? The element of the unknown, the surprises along the way?
True, Casey. I often find that life's most exciting moments happen when you're not quite sure of the road ahead.
Exactly. It's like Santiago's journey serves as a metaphor for all our lives, embracing the unpredictability and learning from every twist and turn.
Couldn't agree more. And it's fascinating how Coelho captures that blend of certainty in one's path and the uncertainty of the journey itself.
Yes, like a reminder that while we might not always know where we're headed, trusting in our path is half the adventure.
And Santiago's story is the perfect example of that. Sparking curiosity and inspiring courage to pursue one's dreams.
I'm excited to dive deeper into his world and follow along as he starts to realize there's a vast realm of possibilities waiting for him.
Absolutely. I think our listeners are in for a ride as we peel back the layers of Santiago's world and uncover the invaluable lessons it holds for all of us. Speaking of Santiago's introduction to the unknown, let's dive into the dream that started it all.
Yes. His recurring dream about the treasure at the Egyptian pyramids is both intriguing and symbolic.
Absolutely. It's almost like his subconscious was sending him a mission, isn't it?
Definitely, Mike. That dream is like a siren call, beckoning him toward his destiny. And you know, I think we all have that little voice in us that's telling us where to go, even if it's wrapped in a mystery.
Right. And as Paulo Coelho beautifully puts it, it's the possibility of having a dream come true that makes life interesting. How true is that?
Oh, so true. You see, that's what adds a sparkle to everyday life, the endless possibilities.
And Santiago's dream is more than just about treasure, isn't it? It's the spark for his entire journey and the story. Without it, he might have never left his familiar surroundings.
Exactly. It's like his map to adventure, prompting him to take the first and often hardest step into the unknown.
Which takes immense courage, don't you think? It's like standing at the start of a winding path through a forest you've never ever wandered before.
Absolutely, and it makes me wonder, what dreams are waiting to push each of us into new adventures?
That's a good question. Maybe we all just need to listen a bit more closely to our dreams.
Definitely, Mike. It's like Santiago's dream was the cosmos nudging him, and who knows, maybe our dreams are like that too.
Yes, a nudge towards remarkable possibilities. But remember, it's not just about chasing gold or treasure, but pursuing the path that makes life richer. That's true wealth.
Exactly. And Santiago's story reminds us that the real treasure is not, perhaps, the one you think you're seeking.
It reminds me that sometimes you have to let go of what you think you need to uncover something even greater. Santiago's dream was his call to adventure, much like our own dreams.
Absolutely, Mike. It's the adventure of unveiling the unknown that truly enriches us.
Santiago stands right in the middle of this universal struggle. You've got safety on one side with the cozy familiarity of his sheep and simple life. On the other, there's the thrill of adventure, like a siren song pulling him toward the unknown. Don't we all feel that tug of war sometimes, Casey?
Oh, absolutely, Mike. It's like the eternal conflict between staying in on a Friday night or going out to that new restaurant with risky-looking food, right?
Exactly. It's about balancing comfort with the anticipation of something more. Santiago's internal battle is a mirror to our own lives, where we often have to weigh the security of what we know against the lure of what we don't.
Which is precisely what makes his journey so relatable. Santiago is like this everyman, torn between the desire for stability and an irresistible call to venture outside the ordinary.
Yeah, and it's something I think we all grapple with, that fear of leaving behind what's comfortable for the sake of a dream or a goal.
Right, and in Santiago's case, it's a daring dance between risks and rewards. His pursuit isn't just about finding treasure, it's about discovering his own potential and redefining what security means to him.
And that's such a powerful theme. It prompts us to reflect. Are we holding back from our dreams because they disrupt our comfort zones?
Absolutely, Mike, and sometimes it's the leap into discomfort that leads us to uncover hidden strengths and unexpected paths.
I think Santiago encourages us to ask ourselves, what do we value more, safety or adventure? And is there a way to have both in our lives?
Exactly, and perhaps it's about finding that sweet spot where you push just enough out of your comfort zone to grow, but not so much that you lose sight of what's truly important to you.
That's insightful, Casey. So maybe Santiago's journey is more about learning to navigate life's unpredictabilities rather than choosing one over the other.
Yes, it's about blending the quest for stability with the thrill of the chase. Perhaps the true journey lies in finding that balance.
And isn't that just like life? Constantly evolving, yet always teetering between that security we crave and the dreams that beckon us forward.
Absolutely. It's a dance, really. As Santiago shows us, the path might twist and turn, but that's where the adventure truly begins.
A delightful dance indeed. So here's to finding the courage to step into the unknown without losing sight of what we hold dear. Casey, isn't it fascinating how Santiago chooses to pursue his personal legend despite the uncertainty it brings? It's like his courage just ignites this unstoppable hope within him.
Exactly, Mike. It's almost like he's wearing courage as a cloak, and that gives him the power to chase his dreams fearlessly.
It reminds me of this quote by Paulo Coelho. There is only one thing that makes a dream impossible to achieve, the fear of failure.
Oh, that's a great quote. It really drives home the point that fear is the greatest roadblock on our path to our dreams.
For sure, Casey. Santiago's decision to follow his personal legend is so inspiring. It's all about embracing that fear, right?
Yes. And by doing so, Santiago shows us the concept of a personal legend, which is essentially our true purpose in life.
And there's something magical about that, isn't there? The idea that every person has a unique destiny waiting for them to discover.
It is magical. And it's not just about the end goal, but the journey towards it, overcoming challenges and experiencing growth along the way.
Definitely. It's like each of us is on our own little adventure, and half the thrill is in not knowing what we'll find or learn.
Right, and Santiago's journey is such a great metaphor for that. He's a testament to how living your personal legend can reveal strengths you never knew you had.
He also teaches us about perseverance, doesn't he? Learning that setbacks are part of the path and shouldn't deter us from moving forward.
Absolutely. Embracing failures as lessons is so empowering. It's about realizing that every step, every challenge is guiding us closer to our true selves.
And I think that's why Santiago's story resonates with us. His determination and courage encourage us to look beyond our fears.
Exactly, Mike. So whether you're chasing a dream or simply figuring out your purpose, Santiago shows us that sometimes taking that first step is the boldest move of all.
And possibly the most rewarding, Casey. Here's to continuing our own journeys with that blend of bravery and hope. You know, it's fascinating how Coelho uses Santiago's journey to not just tell us a story, but to illustrate the sheer power of dreams.
Oh, definitely. Santiago's journey is like a tapestry woven with dreams and aspirations. It's like Coelho is whispering to us, saying, hey, don't just dream, chase after them.
Absolutely, Casey. And what's cool is how Coelho layers in these philosophical and spiritual elements. It's like giving dreams a deeper meaning, almost a sacred purpose.
Exactly, Mike. Santiago's quest offers so much reflection. It's like he's on a spiritual pilgrimage, not just across the desert, but within his soul too.
And the way Coelho writes it, it really encourages us as readers to look at our own lives and think, am I following my heart's desire? Am I on my own personal quest?
Right. And that's what I love about it. It's like the book turns into a little nudge, pushing us politely towards exploring our dreams.
Oh, totally. And don't forget the part about how even the universe conspires to help those who pursue their dreams. That's some inspiring stuff there, Casey.
It is, and it's such an optimistic view. Even when Santiago faces obstacles, it's like these are merely stepping stones, not barriers.
Yeah, and his resilience in the face of those challenges really resonates with anyone who feels a bit lost or is standing on the brink of their own adventure.
I agree. It's almost like Santiago is nudging us, saying, come on, if I can do it, you can do it too. It's such an empowering message.
And speaking of empowering, it's refreshing how the book encourages us to reflect on our dreams and consider what changes we might need to make to follow them truly.
Yes, and that reflection is key. It's like Santiago's story is a reminder that introspection is crucial for personal growth.
Plus, I think there's a beautiful message about balance. Balancing between dreaming and taking action, between reflection and movement.
So true. And by taking action like Santiago, we eventually find ourselves closer to discovering our own destinies.
Exactly, Casey. Here's hoping that Santiago's courage inspires us all to take bold steps towards starting our own journeys.
And you know, speaking of starting journeys, remember that exhilarating moment when Santiago decides to sell his sheep?
Oh, it's such an iconic moment. It's like he's standing on the edge of the world, ready to leap into the unknown.
Exactly. I mean, he's stepping away from everything he knows, the rolling fields, the predictability of shepherd life.
But there's such courage in that, right? Leaving behind your comfort zone to chase something bigger takes guts.
Definitely, Mike. It reminds me of that feeling when you're about to try a new adventure, like moving to a new city or starting a new job.
Oh, I can relate to that. There's that mix of excitement and, oh my gosh, what am I doing, all churning together.
Haha, yes. The theme of adventure as a path to self-discovery really shines through here. It's like saying, hey, life's a journey. Go find yourself.
And Santiago's decision is all about discovery, isn't it? As if he's telling us each step, scary as it may be, is bringing us closer to discovering who we are meant to be.
Absolutely. It also highlights the importance of letting go. Sometimes you need to move away from what's safe to truly grow.
And what's more inspiring than a character who just goes for it, despite the uncertainties and potential setbacks?
Right? It's encouraging when life feels like a set of choices, and one of those choices is to pursue our dreams, just like Santiago.
And even when the horizon ahead is anything but clear.
True. It's about trusting that with every step forward, you're making progress, even when it doesn't feel like it.
And not forgetting that with each challenge you face, you're unveiling your own story, just like our friend Santiago.
Yes, and eventually, you find out those challenges were actually the stepping stones you needed.
Speaking of pursuing dreams and uncovering paths, let's dive into the fascinating figure of Melchizedek, the mystical king of Salem.
Ooh, Melchizedek. He's such a mysterious figure, right? He really knows how to make an entrance.
Exactly, Casey. And what's intriguing about him is how he embodies this guidance factor in our journey.
Yes. He introduces Santiago and us to the concept of the personal legend. It's all about finding what you're meant to do in this universe.
Right. He makes it sound so profound and mystical, yet it's super relatable. Everyone has dreams, but sometimes they need a little push from, let's say, a kingly nudge.
Haha, absolutely. And Melchizedek's words on how the universe conspires to help you achieve your dreams are like a sprinkle of magic over our own life paths.
And he doesn't just talk. He gives Santiago the Urim and Thummim, which are symbolic stones that help interpret omens.
Oh, that's so cool. It's like carrying your own little guidance kit around. I'd love to have something like that to navigate life's twists and turns.
Wouldn't we all? Those stones symbolize trusting your gut and the universe's signals, kind of like having your inner compass.
Yes, and they highlight the importance of being attentive to omens in our own lives, noticing the signs that may validate or redirect our paths.
Exactly. And Melchizedek is a reminder that even if we aren't sure about the next step, being open to the universe's hints can guide us.
Right, Mike. It's like he's teaching Santiago and us to be more attuned and present.
Melchizedek's teachings really encourage this mindset that challenges aren't just obstacles. They're part of the roadmap to achieving our dreams.
And that's so empowering. It's reassuring that along the way, we're learning to trust ourselves with a bit of Melchizedek's wisdom tucked in our backpacks.
Indeed, Casey. The adventures of self-discovery just keep getting richer with these insights, don't they?
And that's so empowering. It's reassuring that along the way, we're learning to trust ourselves with a bit of Melchizedek's wisdom tucked in our backpacks.
Indeed, Casey. The adventures of self-discovery just keep getting richer with these insights, don't they?
They absolutely do, Mike. Speaking of adventures, Santiago's journey sure doesn't start off smoothly, does it?
Oh, not at all. Imagine being robbed in Tangier almost as soon as you arrive. That's really one of those sink or swim moments.
Right? Santiago didn't even get a moment to catch his breath. But what's really inspiring is how he handles it all.
Absolutely. It's a real test of resilience. He doesn't just wallow in despair or give up. Instead, he learns from it and keeps pushing forward.
That's right. It's almost as if every setback is like a rough stone chipping away, refining and polishing his spirit.
Yes, and it's that refinement process that's so crucial. He starts seeing these challenges as opportunities for growth.
Exactly. It's like he's enrolled in the school of life, where each hardship is a lesson in disguise.
Oh, for sure. It reminds me of how we sometimes need those unexpected twists and turns to really find out what we're made of.
Totally, Mike. And it also resonates with that broader theme, resilience shaping our character.
Indeed. Santiago's experiences teach us that no matter how tough things get, there's always room to learn and evolve.
Absolutely. And even though we might face our own Tangier moments, it's how we respond that truly defines us, right?
Exactly. There's always a silver lining somewhere, even if it's hard to see at first.
So true. And Santiago's growth from these early challenges really plants the seeds for his incredible journey ahead.
And speaking of growth, isn't it amazing how these trials actually lead him closer to his dreams?
It really is, Mike. Every trial, though painful, seems to point him more firmly towards his personal legend.
Exactly, Casey. It's almost like the universe is whispering, keep going, you're on the right path.
Haha, yes. It's a beautiful reminder for all of us to persist through life's ebb and flow with hope and determination.
That's so true. And you know, Casey, Melchizedek had a real gem of wisdom about how failures are just part of the path to achieving our dreams.
Oh, absolutely, Mike. It's like he's saying, don't fear the hiccups. They're signposts, not stop signs.
Exactly. And Santiago really embraces this throughout his journey, doesn't he? He learns to read the omens and see each setback as a stepping stone.
Yes, and what's really inspiring is how resilient he becomes. Every challenge makes him stronger, sharpening his ability to listen to his heart and the world around him.
I know, right? It's almost like he turns every challenge into a lesson. What a mindset to have, finding strength in every difficulty.
And, you know, Mike, I think that's what makes his journey so relatable. We all face setbacks, but finding that inner voice that says, keep going, is key.
Definitely, Casey. It's also a great reminder that our mindset can totally transform our experiences. Even the toughest times can teach us something valuable.
Exactly. And Santiago becomes a master at this, slowly peeling back the layers of what each event is teaching him.
Right. It's like he's learning a new language, the language of life's omens and signals. His resilience is like this compass, guiding him onward.
It's pretty poetic, isn't it? Santiago shows us that resilience isn't just about bouncing back, but also about growing stronger with each step forward.
Absolutely. And whether it's the setbacks or the triumphs, it all shapes him into the person he's meant to become.
Beautifully put, Mike. And I think that's such a wonderful lesson for all of us, that the journey itself, with all its ups and downs, is what crafts our destinies.
Couldn't agree more, Casey. It's inspiring to know that we can build resilience through every experience, big or small.
Yes, and like Santiago, we just need to keep an open mind and heart to what each moment might be teaching us. So, Mike, let's talk about Santiago's arrival at the oasis. It's almost like reaching an unexpected sanctuary amidst his desert journey, isn't it?
Absolutely. The oasis isn't just a physical place of rest, but a symbolic one, too. It's like the universe telling him to pause and reflect. It's where he meets the Englishman, who has this entire library in his camel's saddle.
Ah, the Englishman. He's such a contrast to Santiago, isn't he? Immersed in books and alchemy, so different yet both searching for their own personal legends.
Exactly. And you know, the oasis signifies a place of learning for both of them. Santiago learns about alchemy, not just through the Englishman's books, but through the conversations and observations in the oasis.
That's true. The oasis is bustling with insights, if only you're open to them. And let's not forget, this is where Santiago really begins to understand the power of omens.
Oh, the omens. It's almost like these little nudges from the universe, right? Guiding him along and showing him the way, bit by bit.
Right, and it's fascinating how Santiago learns to listen to these omens. It's all about tuning into that frequency of life, isn't it?
Certainly, it teaches him to trust in the process, which is something we all could learn a bit about. Going with the flow, but also listening for those whispers of guidance.
I love that. You know, Mike, it's like tuning into a radio station where the message is meant just for you. Some call it intuition, others fate, but Santiago calls it his personal legend.
And speaking of legends, Casey, it's inspiring to think that we have our own personal legends to pursue. Like Santiago, it's about recognizing the omens in our own lives.
Exactly. It's about noticing the signs on our path. Whether it's a detour or coincidence, it could be the universe shaping our journey.
And what better place than an oasis, a literal and metaphorical crossroads, to unpack these lessons? Santiago's experiences there remind us to stay alert for life's lessons and opportunities, wherever they find us.
Absolutely, Mike. It's like we're in our own little oasis, realizing every step is a step forward in our personal journey.
Yep. So let's keep following those omens, even if it means crossing a few deserts on the way, right?
Definitely, because who knows what treasures we'll discover on the way? Just like Santiago at his oasis. Dreams are just omens waiting to be realized.
Speaking of discovering treasures, let's dive into one of the most beautiful ones Santiago finds, love. Ah, Fatima.
Oh yes, Fatima. She is like an oasis herself in Santiago's journey, providing him that respite and grounding, don't you think?
Absolutely, Casey. You know, Santiago's love for Fatima is like this transformative force, almost magical, that renews his spirit.
It really is magical, Mike. Love in The Alchemist is portrayed as such a liberating force. It doesn't bind Santiago down. Instead, it empowers him to continue his journey.
And that's something I think resonates deeply with all of us. Love as a force that lifts us up, not holds us back. Isn't that what we all want in our relationships?
Exactly. Love should be about mutual understanding and support. Fatima understands Santiago's dream and supports him, even though it means they must part ways for a while.
That's true devotion right there, recognizing that sometimes letting someone chase their dreams can be the ultimate act of love.
Yes, because real love is about encouraging each other to become the best versions of ourselves, even when it's difficult.
And while Santiago does physically leave, it's love that stays with him, making his journey more meaningful.
It's like having that little piece of home with you, wherever you go. Fatima's love is Santiago's anchor, even in the vast desert.
Beautifully said, Casey. It's like love keeps Santiago centered, you know? It's warm, encouraging, and reminds him of why he started his adventure in the first place.
Right. It shows that love doesn't necessarily mean being together every minute. It can be about personal growth, too.
Exactly. And that's why their relationship is so inspiring. It's built on true understanding and faith in each other's path.
It's such a beautiful reminder of how love can be freeing and uplifting, Mike. Santiago and Fatima's relationship gives us all hope, doesn't it?
It really does, Casey. It's the kind of love story that makes you want to cherish those supportive connections in your own life and be that support for others. Speaking of supportive figures in Santiago's journey, we can't overlook the alchemist, can we? He's like the ultimate mentor figure.
Absolutely, Mike. The alchemist is Santiago's guiding light, really. He teaches Santiago so much about courage, perception, and facing his fears.
And what I love is how the alchemist challenges Santiago to look beyond the surface of things. It's like he's saying, hey, there's more than meets the eye.
Exactly. And his lessons aren't just about the physical journey through the desert. They're about the spiritual and emotional paths Santiago has to travel too.
The way the alchemist makes Santiago confront his fears is intense, isn't it? It's like face the unknown, don't run from it.
Totally intense, but also super empowering. He helps Santiago build this inner strength that he never knew he had.
And it's that inner strength that really transforms Santiago. I think the alchemist knows that tackling these fears will help Santiago grow.
Exactly. It's not just about reaching the treasure. It's about becoming who he's meant to be along the way.
The alchemist is kind of like that coach who's tough, but only because he cares about you becoming the best version of yourself. You know what I mean, Casey?
I totally get it, Mike. Those are the mentors who leave the biggest impact, aren't they? They push you, but for your own good.
Oh, for sure. And it's beautiful how the alchemist helps make Santiago's journey internal as much as it is external.
Yes, Santiago not only traverses the physical landscape of the desert, but also the vastness of his own soul. The alchemist has a big role in that.
Pretty magical stuff, right? The way Santiago grows spiritually under the alchemist's guidance is like a metamorphosis. He emerges so enlightened.
It really is magical. Santiago learns to trust his intuition and see the world through a more open, appreciative lens, all thanks to the alchemist.
And this mentorship reminds me how important it is to have someone who believes in us, someone who nudges us in the right direction. And speaking of spiritual journeys, Casey, let's dive into how alchemy is portrayed as a metaphor for self-transformation.
Oh, absolutely. Alchemy is like the OG metaphor for personal change, isn't it?
Exactly. Transforming base metals into gold mirrors, how we can transform ourselves from within.
Right? It's like shedding old skin to reveal something completely new and shimmering.
And isn't that what Santiago's journey is all about? Fulfilling his personal legend through that inner transformation?
That's the beauty of it, Mike. I mean, it's like Paulo Coelho says, when you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it.
I love that quote, and it makes so much sense in the context of Santiago's journey. It's like the universe is his personal cheerleader.
Definitely. It highlights how inner transformation is key to achieving our goals, or personal legends, I should say.
Yes, it's like Santiago learns that by changing himself internally, he's actually affecting his external world too.
It's pretty deep stuff when you think about it. And really inspiring. How often do we focus on what's outside and forget about the magic happening inside us?
Exactly. And that's what makes his story resonate so much with people. It's a reminder to believe in our own personal journey and transformation.
And trust that the universe really does have our back, just like how Santiago learns to trust in his own path.
Totally. It's like the universe is waiting for us to take that first step.
And once we do, it's almost as if all these pieces of our own puzzle start falling into place.
It just goes to show that sometimes the biggest treasures are found within us, don't you think?
Absolutely, Mike. And you know, Santiago finally realizes that real treasure isn't about gold and jewels.
Right, Casey? It's like a light bulb moment when he discovers that what he truly sought was right under his nose the whole time.
Exactly. His journey transforms from seeking something material to uncovering inner wisdom and fulfillment.
And isn't that the real kicker? The idea that all these external quests are really about what's going on inside us.
It's such a profound shift. Imagine chasing after something only to find out that the journey itself was the true reward.
I know, it's like who needs a chest of gold when you've got a heart full of wisdom?
Haha, so true. Santiago's story makes me think about how often we chase after things, thinking they'll bring us happiness.
Yeah, and how we sometimes overlook the personal growth we experience along the way.
His journey is such a perfect metaphor for life. It reminds us to appreciate the journey itself and what it shapes us into.
Definitely. Santiago evolves from a shepherd into someone who understands the language of the world.
And realizes that the universe is like this gigantic classroom, teaching us through each step.
That's what makes his story so timeless. The transition from focusing outward to looking inward.
And realizing that, in the end, the answers we seek are often closer than they appear.
It's the classic case of the call was coming from inside the house, right?
Exactly. I think Santiago shows us that it's not about the destination, but the person we become through the journey.
So just to wrap things up, Santiago's journey is truly about discovering where his own heart leads him.
Yeah, Mike. It kind of boils down to understanding the legend you pave for yourself, doesn't it?
Exactly, Casey. And that's what makes The Alchemist resonate with so many, dreams interwoven with courage and self-discovery.
Right, like how Santiago learns and grows through every person he meets and every challenge he faces. Each step on his journey contributes to his personal legend.
And I think those universal themes are what hold the mirror up to our own lives. Who doesn't dream, need courage, and seek to discover themselves every day?
Totally. It's like a nudge from Coelho saying, hey, your personal legends are ultra important too.
Which brings us to the best part, inspiring our listeners to chase their own dreams.
Right, and it's about taking that first step, no matter how small. Remember, Santiago's journey started with a simple dream of finding treasure, but led to unimaginable insights.
Yes, listeners, if you've got a dream, take this as your sign to move towards it with courage.
Ah, beautifully said, Mike. And keep an ear to the universe, because it might be trying to guide you.
With that, listeners, we really hope Santiago's journey stirred something in you.
Because honestly, we all could use a little alchemy in our lives.
Absolutely. So go out there and make magic happen. Chase those personal legends.
Thanks for joining us today, everyone. Keep dreaming. And until next time, stay inspired.